It's like, Mom, you're old, you're ugly. Shh.
You know, just looking.
Got a little nerd out every now and again.
This is insane.
Oh, this Naruto shirt? This is fucking sick, dude.
Wait, how do you say Naruto?
Naruto?
Is that how you actually say it? Wasn't it Naruto?
I thought it was Naruto. I got corrected.
I think I might have only heard you say it.
I got corrected yesterday. By Maya runs. Brittany.
Oh,
another
nice.
Black nerd. Maya runs with her hands back like this. And I was like, oh, it's like Naruto. And she's like, Naruto. And I'm like,
damn, that's how my nephew runs.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All little kids do it. It's so fucking funny.
It's what, what's his name did in Q. Did you watch Q?
No, I didn't see it.
The fucking dork, Ed. Is that his name? What's his name? Gardini. What are you doing over there? Get it. You should know this. One of the Q, the guy who like founded 8chan. He's a fat dork and he ran like that. He's like, let's do the Naruto run. Yeah. And like, oh.
It gives you speed, dude.
It does not.
Like this, it cuts to wind. When you go like this, it cuts to wind.
Wind is the last piece of resistance you need to worry about.
You're more of an earthbender.
Yeah, you're a couchbender.
Air mattress bender.
They should do a race. They should do just a Naruto blast race, dude. Just fucking.
Remember when they stormed Area 51 like a couple years ago? They all Naruto ran towards Area 51. Like a bunch of people like this, like where they got shot down.
They got shot?
No. They can't shoot nerds. Like if the U.S. government shoots nerds, then they'll like reveal all their evil plans.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. And also all the nerds were cowards. None of them like tried to run past security or nothing.
Of course
they
were.
As soon as security came out, they're like, oh.
Yeah, you gotta respect security.
Yeah. They all start tapping their chins.
Nerds do respect
true
all authority.
They do. Yeah.
Especially like a mall cop.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
Someone slightly bigger than them.
Yeah.
They're just like.
True. I mean, that is like nerd police, mall cops. That's like as much. That's all you need is a stern warning as a nerd. You're like, whoa.
You're in there looking at like,
hey, you're going to buy a video game or you're going to play the sample console? And they're like, oh, yeah. Fuck. Busted. Yeah. Oh.
They won't let me play Rock Band anymore. I got to go home.
Dude, nerding out on the sample console. That's the power move, dude. Go to fucking.
Oh, it was so nice though when you were a kid, dude. When your mom had to go buy her fucking dumb bullshit.
Yep.
It's like, Mom, you're old, you're ugly. Shh. Just get a hoodie. Die. Get an Eeyore crew neck sweatshirt. Stop trying to buy clothes. But yeah, then they started putting nerd games. I remember when I was a young man, they would have nice, cool games.
Yeah, man.
Because only cool guys played video games.
Like a Madden.
Yeah, it'd be a Madden or a
2K.
Yeah, 2K football game.
Quarterback Club. Oh. Did you ever play Sega Quarterback Club?
Dreamcast? Can you imagine a Dreamcast? I never got a Dreamcast. That's all I wanted.
That was awesome.
Fuck. Now look at me.
I mean,
Dreamcastless.
You got to get one, dude. They're like $80 now.
Sorry, I'm not gonna be swinging too hard. I got a lot of Zyrtec floating in my system.
Do you really? Are you tranquilized?
Fucking crushed.
Are you tranquilized?
Yes.
What? So, what do you think you're allergic to?
Pollen.
All right.
Crushes me.
Yeah. Mine comes like in the midsummer, so I don't know whatever that is.
I don't know.
Allergies?
Like, yeah, my allergies are midsummer.
What do you? How?
Ragweed.
Oh.
Ragweed.
Damn, ragweed.
That
gets
ragweed
me.
Comes up and gets me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't buy like the pollen or whatever. I was reading about a guy who claims that when you get old, as soon as your sight starts losing or starts going, don't wear glasses. He said if you just go without the glasses for like a week, he's like, you gotta be real careful and you have to be praying the whole time too.
Yeah.
But if you just pray, he's like, dude, I drove for 2 weeks, I could barely see. Yeah. He's like, but the Lord let me see what I needed to see.
Oh, nice.
He's like, my vision came back. He said his vision came back. He said he knows three other people who did the same thing.
Stop.
They just
wearing
went,
glasses?
No, they're like, fuck it. Didn't wear any glasses and they said the vision. Yeah. Or they just adjust to blurry.
Or they're fibbing.
Blurry world. Wait, what?
Dude, as long as you're always in Congress with the Lord, you're safe.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what, dude, I'm telling you, I'm not taking Zyrtec this year. I'm like, I'm just going to go without it. See what happens. So far,
I
had a couple
sneezes
fine. Today on my run. I sneezed, got a dirty look from some fucking dork.
Really?
So there's like, dude, it's like, they just like repeat characters around me. It's just old guys. It's just like old fucking white guys who are just deteriorating from inactivity from just like fourth generation trust fund.
Yeah.
Just walking by like hat, glasses, and gloves like. Yeah. I've gotten dirty looked at by Clue characters for the last year and a half.
From sneezing.
Bunch of Colonel Mustard. Yeah. Whatever that guy's name was.
They just come by and they're just like, you're just like,
I'm not even close to that.
Clue from Clue? No, whatever. That's it, right?
You sneeze on a run, you just see four like fucking like bent over 80-year-old white dudes who are just like, just liberal pussy grandpas. Just fucking.
What could be worse?
Scat. Yeah, dude.
And a man that's like just
pussy grandpa.
A male liberal.
Yeah.
Over the age of 40.
Oh.
Fucking pathetic.
Yeah, it's true. Very
it's
true.
Really pathetic.
Something you're supposed to give up in your teenage
Something
years.
You're supposed to grow out of. You're supposed to grow out of it.
Yeah, at least by 25.
At when least.
25 is the latest. And then
start
hitting 30.
I went a little late. I went a little late. I still had it in me, though. Yeah, every once in a while, I'd see something and be like, oh, yeah, I'm not liberal. Yeah. I'd think something and be like, ooh. I don't even think there's a party for this.
Well, there's that old saying, everyone's a communist with their family and like a, you know, a liberal with their immediate friends and then a conservative with strangers. So. You know, come on now.
You must be full of yourself after that patriot got sentenced. You look like the cat who's swallowed the bird or whatever.
Dude, I'm justice, dude. That's all you got to know about.
All I care about is justice.
Justice, dude. Got served, finally. Finally.
Well, now we're even, all right? You guys can quit your goddamn belly aches, all right?
There's two black wins in law history, OJ and this one.
Well, OJ, you guys, that was a cheat.
Look, hey.
Cheated on that one. He didn't even want the win from you guys. OJ,
really?
Yeah.
OJ wanted justice.
No, OJ wanted white justice, yeah. Dude. He wanted, and technically, he got it. He was rich enough that he walked.
He did get white.
He did get white justice.
I don't know, dude. Johnny Cochran's pretty black.
Was
pretty black.
What's he doing now?
In Congress with the Lord.
Depends how you feel about him. You know, it depends if you're that lady's family that OJ cut her head off.
True.
If you ask them, I'd say they're probably like, Johnny Cochran, he's probably in hell.
Yeah.
He's down there. But
he's dead. I know he's dead.
I think he's in Congress with the Lord right now, just probably. Hanging with Jesus, JC, dude. Tell him, don't put that glove on, Jesus. You can't quit.
Yeah.
Just telling him.
Yeah, well, you guys are laughing at all, but we can't fucking lose our vigilance, dude. We got to follow court cases. We got to follow national spotlight court cases.
I'm all over it. I'm on the one now.
Oh, yeah.
New one?
Yep.
I've got my eyes like a hawk on that one. I was like, what are they doing? Why are they doing what happened? And then when you hear the story, you're like, oh, shit.
It is funny.
Tough one to defend.
It is always funny here.
I looked at the headline and it was just like, young girl shot by police. I was like, fuck, dude. And then I clicked the link and it was like, while stabbing someone, it was like, all right. Yeah. Every once in a while, you got to give the cops, they got one, right?
That's a classic damned if you do. That's a classic damned if you do. Oh, yeah. That's a damned if you do.
Cop should have ran away, dude. He should be like, I was never here. What the fuck?
If he did that, he would be in less trouble. Like, honestly.
No, he'd be the same. They'd be like, look at these cowards. Dude, and there's time to serve.
That's what cops do. Like, they don't have to put their life in danger. They can wait till the shit's done and then get out there and, like, solve it.
Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why they would do something like that.
No. They've been doing it. Like, it's always existed. It's like, it's always existed as a cop thing. Like, it's like, what do they call? They call people who are going to die from their inactions as likelies. Like, that person's a likely. Meaning they didn't do what they could to help them, but they're going to die after they stop the crime.
Where'd you get this from?
NPR.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I was thinking it might have been your street knowledge. I was going to defer to you due to your street knowledge.
I don't claim any street knowledge.
I know.
I don't claim.
Yeah, obviously.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
Obviously.
The big homie NPR.
Yeah.
But yeah, the, I don't know. Pretty cops are usually pretty
good. You know that stands for?
What?
No, I like cops, dude. I don't hate cops. I like them. I just like, it's just like, I think there's some things that could be worked on.
So you're sitting there.
It sounds like something I might say.
Girl has a
knife. I know.
The other way.
So girl has a knife. She's going for the other girl. What do you do?
As a cop?
Hey, guys, stop.
No, you're there. Yeah, you got it. You're just a.
It's like a stranger.
You're an armed civilian.
An armed civilian?
You have a gun.
Yeah.
I'd say, hey.
And this is going down. It's going down on your property. This is your property, so you're within your right.
Okay, I'm not going to shoot him.
Okay, so girl got stabbed dead.
No, I'm going to.
That's your land. You get sued.
Push her. I'm going to get involved.
What if you're far? You're too far to push.
Then that girl's dead.
You gotta let a girl die?
I can't. I'm not shooting.
Yeah. I wouldn't shoot. But I'm not a cop. I wasn't trained to shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a...
100%. If I witness that in real life,
yeah,
there's zero chance I'm shooting that person. I'd just be like, holy shit, that lady's stabbing that
stop,
lady.
Stop.
Oh, fuck.
I called 911 and then let the other girl run away. I was like, all right, cool, we can...
Well, so apparently the girl who was thrusting a knife in the air was the one who called the police. Which...
It always bees your own people.
Be true.
You know what I mean?
That was a bit of a puzzle, dude. Call the cops and be like, I'm fucking stabbing someone. Apparently, there was a fight going on. And that girl was like, I'm going to take it upon myself to break this up.
Well,
busted out. She was apparently carrying a kitchen knife.
Can I ask? Were they
Wait,
both?
It was a... Was what it, kind of knife was it?
Was it two?
I think it was like a steak knife.
If I do find out this was a butter knife, this does...
It wasn't a butter knife.
All right.
Although...
Was it two black children arguing?
I think so.
Okay. So I know how this happened. They were fighting in the house. And then one girl was like, I'm going to call the cops. And she'll leave. And she's like, bitch, call the cops. And she was like, you know what? I'll call the cops myself. Yes. And then she called them and then killed her.
But they did kill her for... she was going to kill the other girl, you know? Maybe.
Maybe. She might have just been faking the
funk. If she stabbed her a couple times, then yeah.
That's a crime. Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's not like a... The argument for that was the, like, what about, like, Kyle Rittenhouse or, like, Dylan Roof or, like, you know, like, that's the argument for that.
Yeah, or any of the other black guys arrested for murder that are in jail for murder. Sometimes they go to jail for murder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or anybody else that's, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What's the argument, Dylan Roof, if they didn't kill him?
No, they got him Burger King.
That was a bad look.
They got BK?
They got BK.
Yeah, and then they took him to jail.
They probably spit in his burger.
Might have spit in his burger, dude.
They probably spit a lunger in his burger. Joke's on him.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, guys.
Don't be sorry at all.
Yeah, okay.
This is discourse, bro.
Yeah.
This is what the country's lacking.
Dude. Yeah.
True.
We need to sit down and have a good laugh together as brothers.
Yeah. True. Yeah, that was definitely one. I read that one today. Same reaction. I was like, Jesus Christ. And I read the thing and I was like,
not as bad as you guys are trying to make it.
That stinks.
16 hurts, though. 16's terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just a young...
I mean, I'd have been able to de-escalate the situation, but...
Oh, sure. If there was only a social worker there.
Dude, that makes me laugh so hard. Like, we need more social worker. I'd watch them cry. Someone would disagree with them. They'd be like,
oh, all the social workers in class?
Yeah, so someone like say something they don't like, and they'd be like,
Yeah, we need them in high pressure situations.
Yeah, we need them in like just de-escalating knives and guns and shit. Yeah, they would
You're
be like,
stabbing her.
Just like
dude, they would be,
how do you feel about what you just did?
Now
you stabbed the other person. How do you feel?
Yeah, they would be in there talking about like, they'd be like, well, I'm at my job and one of my clients stood up and yelled at me. One of my clients was sexist. They'd be like fucked up about that. It's like, dude, try getting a knife at you, bro.
Yeah.
Try getting a knife. Have you ever had a weapon yielded at you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just freeze. You're just like,
I had, my dad was dating this old lady and she had this like grandchild was like 15. And I was probably,
how much older was she than your dad?
Like 20 years.
Swag.
Yeah.
Swag. Swag.
And like,
there's a world of dudes. We're going to put a pin in that right now.
Yeah,
there's
let's go ahead and put a pin in this.
Where there's a world of dudes who go around and just granny bang.
Yeah.
It's, dude, I'm telling you, man.
That's not, my dad wasn't a granny banger, but.
Sounds like he was.
It was the one. How old? She did have the pins.
Yeah.
Like, so,
what?
She had the.
That was for cum.
Wait, she had,
seeping back out of her after your
she
dad.
She had pins?
Fucking railed her, yeah.
She had pins?
Yeah, dude.
What pin? What kind of pins?
The pins.
Depends. Like, she was wearing adult pants. Diapers.
Yeah.
For cum. They were cum diapers.
Ooh, that's fucking hot, dude. Just getting ready to eat some pussy and just.
Oh my God. Was she wealthy? Is that what was happening?
No.
She was a
poor old lady with diapers.
Is your dad fucked up?
I just feel like my dad.
He's lost pussy.
Yep.
There's no expiration. He's like every dad. There's no real expiration dates mean nothing. Everyone else is like, this expired in 78. Say, eat it. It's fine.
Damn,
it's in a can.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you think he ever slid the diaper to the side? Oh, you got a blue line, baby. Let me take that off.
He was an army recruiter. Not the God, he was an army so recruiter. He was
sick.
He was an arm boarder for like the service. So he was telling me like he would see girls, he would see cute girls come in, and he would quickly look up their file and be like, "Hey, you're a Shonda from Alabama. My cousin lives in Alabama," and he'd like get them to come hang out with him because they're coming from back from basic training.
Yeah,
so they're fucking horned up, ready to go.
Yep.
And he had a room where you're supposed to have roommates.
Are you sure you should be saying all this about your father?
Yeah. It's past the time. Okay. Okay.
He's getting pussy. These guys in the military are getting pussy.
Okay.
It's the 70s. I don't know. Yeah. It's not like he's not.
I don't think he's doing anything
wrong.
Right.
No, he's not. Chicks get fucked up in the military.
You're fine.
Dude, these are classic.
It's a good tactic. He was using.
I may love to a troop.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Amen, dude.
National Guard. National Guard member.
Nice. You do support the services. How many branches have you eaten? How many you eating out?
I love women. Good. I love women in uniform, dude. Always wanted to take down a PPA lady.
Ooh.
I used to. Oh,
they're fucking gross.
Nah, dude.
You gotta get them right off the street, though.
Dude, you find a nice Mrs. Officer.
When I worked in the lunch truck, I used to rig the meter every day. She would come by. She would. She'd come by and she'd be like, "It's out of order again." I'm like, "It's what it is.
What are we gonna do about it?
Punish me. Get up
here. We can settle this." Dude,
just something about like blue fat asses and blue khakis.
I think it's the pants that do it. I'm
telling you.
Yeah.
No, that is nice.
Male lady pants?
Oh, don't get me started on hot black male ladies, dude. There's an epidemic. There's an epidemic in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It was just like old white dudes, and then he just got replaced by just smoking hot black chicks.
Yeah.
It's funny. I saw a Mexican mailman on the way here taking his pants off in the back of a truck.
For real. As they do.
He was switching to shorts.
He's probably going to awesome. Probably go to job too, dude.
Yeah. True.
He got done the mail. He's throwing the shorts. He's going somewhere else, dude.
He goes from being a mailman to working at UPS. Just a lateral move.
Fuck, dude.
What?
I think that's against the code for USPS.
What? No, I'm just joking. It just wasn't funny. I was just making a mean face.
He showed to him. Imagine just forgetting and showing up to USPS with the brown shorts on. All your brothers are just the postal brothers. Like,
yeah. Fucking scab.
Rodrigo.
You motherfucker.
You fucking piece of shit.
How dare you?
So your dad was...
He would see a troop come home. He would search the database. He would lie to them knowing the information. Well, he did lie.
He's like, yeah, and he would trick them. He was using his information that he had on hand.
Yes.
And to get him back to his room.
It was Tinder.
His room, where you know how troops usually share rooms.
Yep.
He had his own room.
Yep.
He put double beds in there. He put double dresses in there. These girls come in. They're fucking.
It's a palace.
Really?
So the girl, the troop that I had made love to, had someone doing the exact same thing to her. It was like, "You got to check out my room." And he had his own room, everything.
Yeah. Yep.
It's bird dogging, dude.
It's a good move.
Yep.
How many branches, dude, Matt? You got National Guard?
Then Blue Line.
There's other service industries.
Yeah, there's other. Come on.
You get
No, man.
There's other.
It's the pants. It's totally the pants.
I think it's the pants, too. I love those fucking pants. Yeah. Nurses, pants.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Fat asses dude. And pants.
Salute. Frontline worker.
There's a really hot nurse who gives me COVID tests.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Where'd you get your test?
The only reason I go.
Just the touch. Oh, the dude, touch of a woman.
She like, no, it's not that. It's something about the Q-tip. Like, go. It's.
You what? Like get penetrated.
Dude, I had a dream last night. I had an anal exam. It was me and a bunch. I was in Europe. I was a tourist in Europe. And like I got lost.
You live, laugh, loving.
I live, laugh, loving.
You're traveling. It was midnight in Paris. Yeah, you were walking around. You're like, oh, this is so magical.
I got lost from my group. And I ended up in the back of like a taxi, like a van with a bunch of people. And they're like, "You got to sit in the very back." And I was crammed. Like, where are we going? They're like, "Oh, we got to stop and do like medical stuff." And they took me to a table with a bunch of strangers and they just did an anal exam on me. And I was like, is this still supposed to hurt when I was walking out? And I just woke up.
You got probed by Spanish people?
I think it was an alien probe.
Wait, do you say Spanish?
Spanish.
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, I was feeling a little gay myself this week.
Were you really?
Watched that Hemingway. There's a new Ken Burns on Hemingway.
It's got gay?
Yeah. I just remembered how gay I was for him. Like, they started reading his work. I was like, oh, so good. I was just sitting by myself, like, so fucking good, dude. I'd catch myself and be like, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, it's so funny. You beat yourself up.
Hemingway rules.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He rules. He was a liar that he would fib. He would talk himself up a bit. Yeah. Nice. But he was the man.
Hell yeah.
He still ruled. You would like Hemingway.
Okay.
Very simple. It is. Ooh, that's how he writes. Dude, like that. He writes in very simple sentences.
What is he's an author?
You're going to have trouble. You're going to have a lot of trouble with any book. Let's start with coloring books. Good God. Yes, he's an author.
He's an Arthur. One of my favorite Arthurs.
Yeah, he's a great Arthur. He wrote.
Dude, that'd be fun to go to community college and just like, just pay, you know, you could pay the money and just pretend to be so dumb. Just earnestly go and just fucking flunk so hard on purpose. So they're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, just go in and be like, who's the best author? King? Is it King Arthur, right?
Dude, you can get the fucking class so hype. Just go in there and dude, I'm gonna go to community college, pay, and just be so bad, dude.
He should go as a joke and just like force white people to be like, ooh, that's an interesting point. You should bring up the worst points over and over again and just have white people like,
oh,
well, I never considered that. Dude, it'd be like, yes, yeah, because you're privileged. You don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking like about penis. I might go to community college and be a dangerous mind. He's dressed like in 1992. Yeah,
yeah. You can't reach me.
Did you ever see Sister Act 2? They like pepper in like an inner city white kid. And he's like, hey.
Oh, really? They do?
He's like slicked back hair. Damn. All the bad white kids in those movies always slick their hair back and have like a buttoned open flannel. I'm like, hey, sister.
They're Italian. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're just Italian. Yeah.
Sister Act had some bangers though.
Come on, man.
Oh, happy come on. Day.
Oh, happy day.
Yeah, song rules.
When Jesus washed
my sins. Yeah, it gets me hype, man. Oh, Lauryn Hill.
La, 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 damn, la, Lauryn Hill's tight, dude.
Yo.
She rules.
She was good in that. Yeah. I support her too, her position on white people buying her album.
What was it?
She'd rather have her kids starve than have white people buy her. That was a long time ago. I'm sure she's learned.
What the fuck?
She said that back in the day.
What the fuck, dude?
She was a bit of a problem child, dude.
That's a problem. Apparently, yo, she was Jake Paul. Jake Paul is a problem child.
What happened?
That's his nickname.
He's a problem child. Child.
I was watching. I was like, ah, shit. Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude, Lauryn Hill said that?
Yes. Like,
Gardi, get that on the
Eminem
record.
Eminem had he was like rapping about it.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
because she was like, I'd rather have my children starve. I mean, she used to show up like 2.5 hours late for her concerts.
Sometimes she doesn't show up.
It's a problem child, yeah.